Devotee knows that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. Maya is always scrutinizingly searching for some idleness in your life. Where she sees there's lethargy or idleness, she will immediately come and capture that position. But as long as you are fully engaged in Krishna's service, Maya has no power to control you. She can tempt you. She can taunt you. She can make so many proposals to you. But as long as you are engaging your mind and senses in Krishna consciousness, the process of devotional service under the guidance of saintly persons, Maya is helpless. Because to the degree you are engaged in devotional service, you are under the protection of Krishna's divine potency. But wherever you leave room, you can know for sure that Maya is going to capture that position. Because there's either Maya or Krishna. There's no in-between in this material existence. The jiva soul, which is of the marginal energy, tatashta shakti, is always in that position between Maya and Krishna, with the free will to make the choice at every moment. So if we actually want to understand how Krishna consciousness is simple and sublime, we have to very, very carefully keep our mind and senses busy for Krishna.